This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney, Australia to San Francisco, California, ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mark Mobley, the Executive Director of the Georgia Center for Abundant Living Life Skills, or better known as Georgia Calls, a unique 501c3 nonprofit helping high-risk returning citizens in the Atlanta area, making a successful transition from incarceration back into society as business entrepreneurs. Mark, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you for having me, Alan. I'm very excited to be here.
And it is our pleasure to have you with us today as well. So for starters, can you tell us about the Georgia Center for Abundant Living Life Skills, otherwise known as Georgia Calls?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, we are a 501c3. We're a nonprofit, but we're a very interesting nonprofit because we provide job opportunities. We do that, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it, but we do that to help transform the lives of people that have significant employment challenges. They're folks that are really, they're homeless or at risk of homelessness. You mentioned folks that are coming out of incarceration. We have veterans with long employment gaps, single moms that, you know, stayed home with their kids and then ended up in divorce. But what we're looking for is people that have a desire to change the outcome for their family, but they lack the opportunity. As I mentioned, we provide employment for them, and that's really kind of on-the-job training. They work for us about 40 hours a week, and we use that as an on-the-job training to give them the skills and employment that so many people are missing. I talked to the Secretary of Labor for the state of Georgia a few months back, and he told me, he says, we're at 5.5% unemployment, and it'll most likely stay there because the people that are unemployed now lack the soft skills to maintain employment. And so what we've done is tried to put together a program that would develop those soft skills and even beyond that, move people into entrepreneurial skills. So we have on-the-job training, job life skill training, spiritual growth opportunities, counseling, and case management for these men and women. The integrated approach and the length of our program, we are a 1 to 2 year program, allows them to form very positive habits and change their mindset. Georgia Calls helps people to transition from instability to stability, and then we take them from stability to entrepreneurial opportunities. What I really feel like we're doing, Eric, is recreating access to the American dream. America has long trumpeted that everyone has access to the ladder of success. But as I look at the statistics that are out there today, they're telling me that the culture and economy have changed for certain groups. Their prospects for the future are bleak, and every study that I look at repeats the same message. It will most likely get passed to the next generation. The land of opportunity is in danger of creating a permanent underclass, and that's not who we are as a nation. So we at Georgia Calls decided to do something about it.
Mark, I think it's tremendous what you have in place here, and also being from the state of Georgia myself, it is pleasing to hear this as well. Now, I understand that Georgia Calls recently celebrated their first anniversary. Can you tell us how the organization came about? Touch on that, if you would, a little.
Absolutely. Our founder and chairman of the board is Jay Reeder, who is also the CEO of Voice Nation, which is one of our partner organizations. Our job opportunity, we're basically a temp agency, and, you know, they have live answering, so incoming calls that they serve as customer service representatives for well over 3,000 companies around the nation. So Jay is the CEO, and he and I have been friends for many years. Jay envisioned an organization that would have this transformative effect on capable men and women that were trapped in a cycle of poverty. He worked at the largest homeless mission in Atlanta with a team of volunteers. He took several trips to post-earthquake Haiti, and he's done a lot of missions work in sub-Saharan Africa. And on each one of those trips, he met multitudes of people that were very capable, but those folks felt trapped in that cycle of poverty. They were brokenhearted about their position in life, but here was the kicker. They felt like they didn't have any options to change it. So Jay began trying some different things, and several learning experiences later, he recognized it would take more than the opportunity to change somebody's future. It would take a mindset change. I remember December of 13, now he had been working on this for a long time before that, but December of 13, he called me into his office and sat me down, and he began mapping out kind of the skeleton that would become Georgia Calls. And so what we've done is we've taken that and we began building on it so that we could create an organization that would, more than give people information, give them a mindset change. We felt like that people need to see the challenges of life as an opportunity instead of as a threat. You know, Voice Nation is very, very focused on staff development. So we focused the resources of that company on developing a curriculum for life change. We turned the professional tool sets available to a very successful organization toward developing a program that would open doors for other people. And Georgia Calls is the result of that process.
Essentially, how does Georgia Calls transform mindsets, grow leaders, and build entrepreneurs?
Well, I think that what differentiates us is that we focus on habits and not just information. You know, we live in an information society, and too many programs, I've got a long background in nonprofit work, but too many programs focus solely on making information available. And they hope that the information is enough to affect change. And with some folks, it really is. But the truth is if all we needed was information, every one of us would do better with our New Year's resolutions. We all know that we need to change. Often we know what changes we need to make, and we will make a resolution to make those changes. But our habits prove to be too ingrained to overcome. So what we've done here is we've created an opportunity where people could immerse themselves in a very high feedback environment, one that would give them the chance not only to learn the skills that lead to success, but to practice those skills until they became habits. We created a positive place that encouraged change. We created a community of people that were traveling the same journey so that they could provide inspiration and role models for one another. We employed evidence-based practices from the best social science studies that we could find. In short, I guess I would call what we do here a life incubator that transforms over time into a business incubator during the participant's stay in our program. You know, I'm middle-aged now, and I sit back and think about Georgia Calls, and I imagine the chance to start over, to learn the lessons that I didn't know when I was a kid, to break the self-defeating habits that have haunted me, and then to be able to use the top-tier resources of an established business and established business people to help you launch your own startup business. That's what Georgia Calls does, is we spend a year building the person, and then we spend another year building the business. And instead of people learning the entrepreneurial lessons the hard way, we bake into their schedule coaching opportunities from people that are successful entrepreneurs so that, you know, you come back and you say, this is the challenge that I'm facing, and somebody can sit you down and say, oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that back in the 90s, and they can walk you through that. We know that with entrepreneurial businesses, so many of them fail in the first 3 years. So what we wanted to do is give them the best opportunity to succeed. We created this environment. We encourage people to dream, and then we created an environment where dreaming is possible and dreams can come true.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Mark Mobley, the Executive Director of the Georgia Center for Abundant Living Life Skills, or Georgia Calls, a unique 501c3 nonprofit here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries, DesignCrowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Mr. Mobley, you encourage each participant to be the CEO of his or her life. How does that work?
Well, we encourage the participants to take control over their own life and destiny. Essentially, we teach them to think like an entrepreneur or a business owner about their life. Too many of them come into our program with the mindset that their life is out of their control, that nothing that they do will make a difference in their future. And every study that we read told us the same thing. The people that have a sense of control over their life and future will get better results than those that feel powerless. So in every situation, we teach them to think of their life as a business where they are the CEO. If they make a mistake on the job, we don't just call them in and tell them what to do. And, you know, what we do is bring them in, walk them through what they would do as a business owner. We walk them through the results of that. Essentially, we role play until they're able to make a paradigm shift in their thinking. We want to do more than just change what they know. We want to change the way they think. We train them to lead, and then as they grow in the organization, we give them leadership opportunities. For their entire time with us, we're teaching them the leadership and business skills that they'll need to be a successful entrepreneur.
And lastly, Mark, can you tell us more about the program's success so far and next steps for Georgia Calls?
Absolutely, Eric. From a purely business standpoint, we have already, and you know, just over a year old, we have three small businesses that have been established by our participants that are thriving. One of those is a full-time business that, you know, the wife also works, but the husband established this business at Georgia Calls, and it helped support a family of six. We've got two other part-time businesses, and one of those businesses has part-time help. So, you know, we're beginning to see the economic engine, you know, kind of rev up and support other people, which is what we love. On a more personal note, we've had, and, you know, I guess this is the part of the story that we didn't anticipate. We've literally had dozens of children reunited with their families over these past few months. We've had people that never have worked before, never had a job in their entire life, successfully work for us and begin developing the skills that will give them the opportunity to thrive. Our next step as a program is our Campus Dream Project. which is just Georgia Calls on a grand scale. We've got a nice little office building, but we want to have housing. We want to have classrooms. We want to have opportunities to help rebuild the possible outcomes for the participants and their families. As of right now, 6% of our participants have housing in their own name. 6%. Most of them, when you look at the definition, they're technically homeless. On a campus, we can partner with volunteers, other nonprofits. We can more directly affect the next generation with tutoring, after-school programs, child care. The Campus Dream Project is our greatest opportunity to have a positive impact on the community, and we're really looking forward to that.
Well, Mr. Mobley, this has been such a stirring and inspirational time for me. I'm sure the listeners feel the same, and certainly thank you for what you're doing through Georgia Calls and for the state of Georgia as well, and an honor to be a part of this and getting the word out on your behalf. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Georgia Calls, the Georgia Center for Abundant Living Life Skills, and how they can be in touch.
Absolutely. So you can reach us on the web at www.gacalls.org. Or you can call our office directly, 678-251-4225. We are growing every day, and we're very excited about that. And we look forward to partnering with more organizations and volunteers outside of us to extend our reach and help others make that next step on the ladder to success.
Once again, Mr. Mobley, it has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
All right, you too, Eric. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Mark Mobley, the Executive Director of the Georgia Center for Abundant Living Life Skills, or Georgia Calls, a unique 501c3 nonprofit helping high-risk returning citizens in the Atlanta area, making a successful transition from incarceration back into society as business entrepreneurs. And for more information, simply visit gacalls.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.